Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One thing I would tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show is we love our interns. Woo-hoo! We certainly do. Spotlight on new haircut with Diego. Diego, the intern, otherwise known as Adrian. That's his real name. Adrian, who, to the best of my knowledge, is one of our interns that has a legitimate full-time
job.
With a major hotel chain. And you know, as a matter of fact,
he's
last
a hotelier, Mike.
He's a hotelier who received an accolade from his company.
Employee of the year.
Employee of the year at your hotel, right?
Correct, yeah.
What did you do to become employee of the year?
It's because I'm very friendly with our guests. I don't treat them like guests at the hotel. I treat them like guests at my house. I take a lot of pride of where I work.
Who would not want to be on the road in Washington, D.C. and not be greeted in a friend? Hey, can I say this seriously? As someone who has just traveled recently to two hotels, I will tell you that means a lot. And you can overlook a lot of other crap if you are greeted warmly. And then we get back down to Florida.
Right.
And, you know, even as much as I'll talk about a movie I went to see last night, as much as the guy that was checking the buy and selling us the tickets at the theater, it's like, dude, if you're that unhappy, if you're really that miserable and that unpleasant with my, what is it, a 4-second exchange?
Yes.
As I'm buying a movie ticket and you're handing it to me. You know, do something
Stay
else.
Stay home.
Yeah, you know, it's right? to do speak to that. Else. When we were traveling to and from New York, and they put us in that that museum, Parkwood
the Parker.
Hotel? Parker. You were at the Parker. We were at a different hotel.
I was
hotel.
At the Parker Meridian.
Yeah, I was at a hotel where
we would put Mrs. O'Malley and Geronimo in the Star Suites. We would let the rest of the staff stay at the Cockroach.
Rob was in Central Park.
I do remember. There was one game when we were up there for an extended stay, and I counted the days before they picked up the Band-Aid in the hallway.
You were at the Park Central.
The Park Central. And you know what? It was a beautiful hotel.
3 stars.
In the mid-1950s. It's where Jackie Gleason stayed.
Oh, God.
But that was 50 years ago. What?
Do you know what my all-time, and by the way, how we sounding up there?
You sound great. Okay?
Dynamite.
You sound
just a
great.
Little hinky down here. Let me ask you this. Do you remember my favorite story you had about the Park Central? My favorite story was the Band-Aid story.
The Band-Aid, I did. I counted the days that there was a Band-Aid in the hallway, and the answer... Three days before someone either vacuumed or picked up the Band-Aid. That's and right. A close second, Mike, is that when I checked into a hotel there, I got to my room, and ostensibly it had been cleaned before I arrived, that right. I found on the floor.
Did you ever feel fear for your life? I'm sorry.
I never feared for my life, but I did find a maraschino cherry stem in my hotel room.
There you go.
But all that being said, and the one time I got food at the restaurant that I got food poisoning, all of that I'm willing to overlook because there was a guy at the front desk named Mateo, who was always nice when we checked in. You know,
Mateo!
It goes a long way.
Hakuna Mateo. It's a wonderful life.
Smoking or non-smoking, cherry stem or non-cherry stem? Band-Aid or non-Band-Aid?
What is the nicest hotel you've ever stayed in, Mike?
Oh, I don't know, but if there's a Band-Aid on the floor, I'd leave unless Mateo was there.
because what Diego is essentially saying, and by the way, Diego's got a new haircut. He looks like a member of society now.
He does. A shorter society, but still.
Thank you, Millennium
Salon.
What
he's saying is you want to treat someone with the first-class service that they deserve, and you're like at a 2-star hotel.
Mm. 3-star. Come on, Oscar.
Sorry.
Come on.
But if Mateo worked there.
He's holding up the tissue box.
To be fair.
You asked me the best hotel that I've ever stayed at, and I don't base the hotels. I have stayed at, I remember the most expensive hotel I ever stayed at was the St. Regis in New York, which was a phenomenally
owned by
expensive
the talk show
hotel.
Host, right?
Yes, in his prime.
I put myself up and I put my daughters and my mom in a suite together, And that was the most expensive hotel for one night that I've ever paid. But the best hotel was also a New York hotel, and that was the one that Don and I used to. I loved Le Parker Meridian.
It was a great hotel.
It was nothing. It wasn't larger
Sounds
than any other.
Awesome.
It was at the time they all went to this decor eventually. Even your Hampton Inns and your Homewood Suites, they all eventually adopted this kind of minimalist design that was very modern, and they'd done it at the Parker Meridian before anybody else.
Do you remember when the Holiday Inn Express was actually something that was new?
Yeah,
and
new concept.
Kind of, you're like, oh man, they're really doing something with Holiday Inn.
Where they tweaked them out. And they also had Holiday Inn Crown Plazas.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, big deal.
That was the hotel end of the Holiday Inn.
Mr. Big Shot Hot Shot staying at the Crown Plaza.
Wow.
I have a memory at a Crown Plaza.
Yeah, you do.
I'll always treasure.
Yeah.
I know.
Hold on. Just a second. Let me just.
All right.
What was her name? Or his name?
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I just enjoyed it.
I know
the hotel that probably is the most well-regarded that you hate the most.
What's that?
The Peabody in Memphis.
The Peabody.
Well, oh, with the ducks?
That's it.
With the Peabody, there are a lot of hotels. Like, I would say, what's the one on Central Park? Well, the Plaza.
Yeah.
The Plaza.
Yeah.
There are a lot of old hotels.
That's where Madeleine lives.
With wonderful reputations that are basically old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're old, and they're kind of painted, and they're all painted freshly.
Starts with a W?
It's Westin.
The Waldorf, Astoria.
Yes. Is that as nice as people say?
They refurbish them routinely.
Okay.
And that's what keeps them fresh and keeps them fresh. The Peabody in Memphis. Well, first of all, you're in Memphis. No disrespect to anybody that might be from Memphis.
Love the city.
None intended. But we used to, because Don and Rob liked Elvis. And we're both obsessive compulsive.
You would be dragged down
there. We had to be dragged in August down to, because it was so scary funny, not that we would go down to...
Blasphemy.
And now what if you found a city? I would say like not a big city, not like a Chicago, but like
an Austin?
Like a Market 80 city.
Okay.
Austin, I'd love to visit.
The entire city's... structure, its entire financial structure, its entire livelihood was based on promoting the Red Sox and just the Red Sox. You would like that city.
It's Boston.
No, Boston has so much more than that, though.
I don't want to obsess on one particular thing. I'm just saying, we went down once. It was great.
It was
fun. We went down twice. It was like, okay. We went down a third time. It was getting ridiculous.
Well, Elvis had it was not good that he died in August. If he had died in the fall, it would have been better.
The bit was the bit. I mean, this predates you. I think we went to Memphis before you came along.
Oh, long before. As a matter of fact, this is probably one of the bad things about it. You were already crispy fried burned by the time
Memphis.
I came on board.
Did you
I
never
hated that trip?
You never went on the original trips, Rob?
No, I went. We did. I was there for the trip where we actually broadcast from his grave.
Okay,
which was kind of a sensational
thing.
There's a
new thing. Twist. There's a new wrinkle. But anyway,
hey,
so,
it involves sneakiness, though.
I hated it. I hated Memphis. I hated the whole Elvis thing. I hated it.
Good food.
I can tell you now because the statute of limitations is over. But they weren't my favorite shows to do. So we would go down to Memphis. And then finally, we stayed like a crap flea bag. Then we stayed at the best hotel in Memphis, which apparently was the Peabody Hotel. And I think we stayed there because I researched it.
Right.
And what the Peabody Hotel was another one of these old hotels. But this was their gimmick. This was their racket. Every day at an appointed time, they'd bring in little kids and mommies having finger sandwiches, and they kept these ducks prisoner and abused up on
abused
the top of the
ducks.
Building.
Right.
And then they would cattle prod them into the elevator.
March
and
to
then they
your
would,
bath.
And they would come down in the elevator, and they would walk across the floor and into the fountain in the middle of the people.
And
like,
they
oh,
would frolic.
Oh, look at the ducks.
And then, Mike, they would remove.
This is it.
They would remove the ducks. And I think one of the only moments you enjoyed in Memphis, which was the hotel cocktail hour.
No, that was great.
I mean, because when the whole lobby really was filled with people having drinks, starting at about 5. Yeah, it was fun.
Good people watching. But the thing is, that was it. And other than that, you were still in Memphis. And the other time that I got ripped off in Memphis was when we went to Beale Street. Is that what it is? Beale Street in Memphis?
The home of the blues.
And B.B. King, God rest his soul, his club was on Beale Street. And we walked in one night. And, you know, I'd had a couple of toddies. And I looked at the bartender. I said, B.B. coming in tonight? I said, yeah, he's probably coming in later. And they got us to stay there
till
like 2 in the morning. And by the time we knew that BB wasn't coming, we said, I'm saying to the bartender, seriously, is BB going to be here or
not? I need you to talk to me one-on-one about
BB. I had that
BB
same
game.
Experience as a kid, though, when my parents stayed till midnight at Planet Hollywood because we thought Arnold was going to come.
Probably why they associate celebrities. But getting back to you, Diego.
Yes.
So you are Employee of the Year because you treat your customers in such a friendly way. Is that the main reason? Is there anything else you do above and beyond that gets you
He treats them with respect, Mike.
And respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Also, I can tell you a story, like a personal story.
You gotta love him.
Last week we had a guest who he likes to have...
Lead singer of Berlin?
Don't interrupt him. Let him tell his story. Come on.
And she was, he was a big fan of ice cream, you know? And I told him the next day, I'm gonna have some ice cream for you. We don't sell it, but I'm gonna go to the store myself and pick some up. So I did. And he wrote really good reviews for us. I mean, if you go to Expedia or TripAdvisor and Control F it and search my name pops up.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
All the time.
How did you find out that he liked ice cream? How did that happen?
He mentioned it. He was like, oh, you guys don't sell ice cream here? I'm like, sorry, we don't. But you know what? Tomorrow night when you come in, I'm going to have some ready for you.
Did he mention it during the shoulder rub?
No.
Hold on. If I had that experience at a like a motel, like Diego, I'd call the president of the company. Diego, that's
brilliant.
Why can't more people think like that? Why can't more people be like that?
I mean,
you're going to run the hotel chain pretty soon.
I have tape of actually the conversation that he had with that guy.
Here's Robin. Hey,
I'll eat anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
One time.
With 2 packages of cream cheese.
I'll let you play
I'm
it all
never
now,
full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
That's the best. That he had the Chinese food. Bless his heart.
I mean, I've been there for about 7 years now. In August, it would be 7 years.
Do you have any other examples?
It sounds like you love it. Do you
dig
it?
I do. I mean, I love the people. I love working with everyone. I love recognizing people. It's a good place. Good benefits, vacation hours paid, sick time paid. Healthcare,
like
all that stuff.
I like you,
stuff.
Young man. Right. I like that. It's nice to hear somebody that's your age, you know, just talk about a Joe job like that and enjoying it. That's
and really good. Embrace it.
Yeah, right. And I mean, I've been here on the show for almost 2 years in September.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I take pride being here as well. Like,
and yet you've never brought me ice cream.
Time's about up.
No.
Rob wants you to bring him ice cream. You know?
No, hey, let me ask
you
this, sweet boy.
You know what he brought? He walked in with... tissues because he knows that
it's allergies.
Allergies and some hand sanitizer just so we could have some.
And a new candle, and I got a new Swiffer.
Isn't
duster.
That nice of him?
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, come on.
Round of applause. Thank Spotlight, you. Our number one intern today,
Mac
Diego.
Yeah. Do
is
something.
Mac here today?
Yes.
Oh, Matt. Hey, Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Start the show. That's all I need, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Captain Dale, is everything okay?
I am afraid Captain Dale had to bail. I'm your new co-pilot.
And I always come to work with a smile.
You should be terrified.
Why?
Because I will be taking over the city. What?
Batman will stop you. He always stops you.
Well, tonight is going to be different.
What the?
Your city is under attack by Gotham's greatest criminal minds, including the Riddler, Scarecrow,
Pizza Delivery,
Bane.
Hello!
Two-Face, we Catwoman.
Meow, meow, you're in. Meow, meow.
Penguin, Crazy Quilt, Eraser, Polka Dot Man, Mime, Tarantula, King Tut, Orca, Killer Moth,
March Harriet,
Zodiac Master,
Gentleman Ghost,
Clock King,
Calendar Man,
Kite Man,
Catman,
Zebra Man,
and the Condiment King.
Okay, are you making some of those up?
Nope, they're all real. Probably worth the Google.
Master Bruce, you live on an island, figuratively and literally.
Yeah, I love it.
You can't spend the rest of your life alone, dressed in black, listening to angry music, and staying up all night.
Yes, I can, because I'm Batman.
But don't you think it's time you finally faced your greatest fear?
Snakes?
No.
Clowns?
No.
Snake clowns?
Bruce, listen. Your greatest fear is being a part of a family again.
No, now it's snake clowns because you put that idea in my head.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Greetings, my children. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show on the air right now. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show, an incredibly loyal following we have. TMOS listeners get it. Get it? They do.
Loyal they are.
That's right.
Spoiled they be.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now, the Mike O'Mara Show is here for you. Today brought to you by Sleep Number. This time of year, you may be tempted to visit the same old mattress store.
No, no, no.
As Dikembe Mutombo would say.
No, no, no.
And I hope they don't sue me for using him in the commercial.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that other bed.
You want a Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
Same one I've used. I love my Sleep Number bed. Come to the Sleep Number store and discover a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed, the amazing Sleep Number bed, right now. During the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And with optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it'll track your sleep and give you personal insights to help you sleep better. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. Check them out at jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, again, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. I feel great. There has never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to fill out the thing that tells them that Mike O'Mara sent
card,
you in there
yeah.
to get you the bed. And we appreciate that. It is nice, gentlemen, to finally be on the side of the majority in this country, because La La Land has been getting these reviews and all the Oscar buzz and all, and I really, I'll be honest with you, wasn't even looking forward to going to see it.
Did you have some really dread?
I didn't have dread. I just wasn't looking forward to it. I really didn't think I was going to like it, and I got the maybe the 7 minute mark, and just like throwing a lure into a pond for a big bass, they set the hook and they got me, and it was all.
What was there a turnkey moment? Was there something that got you and you said, "Hey, I'm into this"?
Yeah, yeah. The story was it was a romantic story, and it actually caught me with, yes, I'm an old softie.
You love a good romance.
The chemistry between Ryan Reynolds and Emma
Gosling.
Stone.
They should procreate.
Ryan
right?
Gosling, not Ryan Reynolds. I always get those guys. Ryan, is it Ryan Gosling?
Gosling.
Good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're hatching early this year because of the heat.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Also, I saw the cherry blossoms are blooming.
Oh, Mike, weird time in D.C.
Well, you're getting that weird weather. And,
yeah.
You think you're going to get your asses bit by the cold coming back where you get a little bite of winter?
I believe we will get a blizzard, but it will be in August.
You know, what's funny. yesterday, spring training began down here in Boston.
Boston, in Florida.
You live in Florida,
and their big thing. The PA announcer does. The current temperature in Fort Myers is 82 degrees. In Boston, it's 37. Yesterday, it's like the guy didn't know what to do. He's like,
"Oh, yeah, because his bet was ruined."
Well, here's what it was: the current temperature in Fort Myers is 71 degrees, which is not normal for this time of year down here. In Boston, it's 68. That'll change. It's like, okay.
Like, he couldn't go off script.
That's right. Warm there.
My car thermometer said it was 76 degrees.
It hit 80.
Hit 80, right? Yeah.
So, technically,
it's summer.
Because the cloud cover we had down here, you guys beat us yesterday. Yeah, it was warmer in D.C.
It's so, look, I love the sun. I know Rob hates it, but I love it. Like, I absolutely love the sun. Like,
but to be fair, I love my sun.
Yes. But I got to tell you, yesterday was a weird day.
Hot. Literally
I
hot.
Said, why am I sweating?
And why can't I breathe? That's because the pollen has been in the air now for 19 months. There's been no hard freeze to kill it.
Nothing.
Last night was, trip to the movies. And I will tell you something that I all in, if that movie happens to take home the statues, I'm very much okay with it. The chemistry, I've rarely seen a movie where it demonstrates just how talented an actress is than the way La La Land shows you how great Emma Stone really, really is. And you know what? It almost made me get on the horn with my daughter and say, if you're going to
Why aren't you in this movie?
No, if you're going to get to that level, work. She's a trained
She's been doing
actor.
It since she was a teenager.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. But the real kicker for me is the music. This was old school stuff. And I'm not a musical movie guy. I'm really not. But this to me was just a great story, phenomenal cinematography, and phenomenal music, and talent, as far as the eye could see, and that's it. And you know what? To see something like that that's getting the notoriety that it's getting, I am 100% behind it. Go out and see that. Look, do I think it's better than Lion? No, frankly, I don't think it's a better movie than Lion.
But they almost not? It's apples and oranges, isn't it?
It's not. You can't really
Indian
compare
and Americans.
The two. Yeah. You can't really. You can't.
What about when Ryan Gosling falls asleep on the train platform?
And then his brother.
No.
I'm not going to ruin Ryan.
May I just quickly add that?
Have you seen it? Did
yes,
you go see it?
Yeah, but I don't have the nostalgia of old Hollywood or the context for these songs that you do, right?
Or
the
appreciation for talent.
Yes,
it's probably.
That's fair.
It's probably more the jazz that got me nostalgic.
Old school, right?
But my girl loved it. I enjoyed it. But again, for me, I went in with a bad attitude. I wanted to watch the kid. And I also know so much about Emma Stone because of my Hollywood background, Mike, because I read all these rags.
When a lot of people don't realize Oscar was an agent early in his career.
Yeah, he was with CAA.
And I guess what really got me about the story is that she was dating for some time Andrew Garfield, who was the prior Spider-Man, right?
Right.
So and the skinny guy from The Social Network. You can't miss him, right?
Little guy.
And they broke up right before she did this movie because for whatever reason, like he was going through some sort of trauma in his career and she was like
the guy
later.
From The Social Network?
Yes.
Broke up
yeah,
with?
Well, the
What was his name? Who's the actor?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man,
Garfield He was Spider-Man and The Social Network?
Yeah.
He was in both?
Yes. All right. And I sat there and I was like, man, he's going to watch Emma Stone.
That's got to hurt.
And Ryan Gosling just murder it. He's probably wondering if they're banging in their trailers after they shoot these scenes because they're so perfect, right? The chemistry, as you mentioned, is so perfect that.
But the weird thing, Andrew Garfield nominated for Hacksaw Ridge this year.
Yeah, but still.
Kind of
like,
weird,
they could have
right?
been I together. Mean, that's what I'm saying. They could have been together with these Academy Award nominees. Yeah. Like, it's just so nominations. It could have been awesome.
Yeah, no. You know, if you're talking about, look, Andrew Garfield, a fine actor. Yeah. No one can make that make an argument about that. But when you're talking Ryan Gosling next to Andrew Garfield, you know, Andrew Garfield has kind of an odd look to him. Just a little bit, right? Yeah. Right? Just a little bit.
And
know?
I believe a pot smoker. I think a very intense pot smoker.
What, now, are you telling the truth about that?
Yeah, I believe we had a tape, I believe, in the audio vault where he got high and went to Disney World or Disneyland.
On his own supply.
Yeah, had a bad experience. He said, small world, not good when you're high. That was his concern.
These pot smokers.
I mean, he looks, he has an alien-like quality, you know?
He could be from another planet.
Well, it's waif-like for a man that you think.
So skinny.
You want, like, his face to fill out. You're like, dude, are you sick?
But you know, but you what, say that, but sick? Then you look at Spider-Man and you look at it, he's got, it's, from the neck up, he looks like a skinny runt, but he's not. He's an actual, kind of like a well-chiseled
Even in Hacksaw,
bodybuilding
right?
guy.
You're like, whoa, that's all muscle.
Yeah, I mean, it's
top to bottom.
And Hacksaw, Settle I've seen down. That one now. I like to see
I
all
saw
the
it as well,
Mike.
Hacksaw Ridge.
What did you think of Hacksaw Ridge?
I thought it was a beautiful film, though
thoroughly
depressing.
Did you find it credible? I thought it was a little hard to believe. I know it's based
Mike,
on a true story.
You have so much more background and context about these wars than I do.
Yeah, but the thing, I just, Oscar, I'm just thinking.
Because he watches the History Channel all the time, so he has like, okay.
And twice decorated in Korea.
No, hold it. Hold on. The idea,
he's a history buff.
He is.
I don't know. The idea that it's such a, and I'm not going to give away the plot, but it's such a superhuman thing that happens that I just don't think that, I don't know.
The
don't
word based, when it's, when they say based on a true story, the word based is very vague.
Yeah.
It could be inspired by a true story. It could just be, you know, that's the guy's name.
But the way, why I buy in is this, you know, the person who this movie's based on just passed a few years ago, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But by that time, this isn't like folklore where you hear about a story and it's just written and it's not been televised, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's been interviewed. Some of his mates have been interviewed. The guys he served with have been interviewed.
This is true.
And eventually someone would come out and expose someone if it wasn't true.
And I'm not gonna throw rocks at it unless I know more about the real story.
Yeah.
And the real story might in fact be that. But I think
Mel Gibson, I bought in to let you
Mel
know.
Mel Gibson tends to get really, really into the battle. Like that's all he gets.
And
into.
The passion.
And
of Christ.
No, yeah.
The Christ.
Oh, the Christ. I'm sorry.
Of the Christ. So the long and short of it is this is another year. Last year.
Will you entertain one more question about La La Land?
Yeah,
before
I just
want to
say
up?
This year, I think there are a great crop of movies that everybody can go out and be thoroughly entertained. I've seen three or four of them that are worthwhile.
Pass on Jackie. Just watched that last night.
Really?
It is. Well, look. If you,
now, is it because you don't have the same interest in
I'm Kennedy obsessed, Mike. Like as a
child, you didn't like it. You didn't. I want to hear about it. This is the movie corner. Didn't like it.
I for some reason I don't want to see the ugly sides of Jackie Onassis. I don't want to see it. Like I want to know them. I want to see them as Camelot. It was fascinating in certain aspects of the movie that they really shed some light on the behind the scenes, especially when she's planning the ceremony or the funeral for for JFK.
How dark do they get? How bad do they make her look?
No, she's not.
He doesn't want to see the sad part.
I don't want to see the sad part.
I'm with you.
Right?
All right, I hear you.
And I'm all in. I read the, Mrs. Kennedy and Me. In fact, I met the Secret Service agent that was her personal
Secret
Service agent.
I remember that.
I paid $15.99 for it. I'm
in. Was it Clint Hill?
That sounds right. I'll
think it was Clint Hill. Yeah. And the thing about it, I'm fascinated by that. And
I couldn't wait to see it. That's how I got, I got home at 10. I couldn't wait to see it. We stayed up till 1 in the morning to watch it.
Okay.
But for me, what is Camelot, right?
Right.
And who is Jackie Kennedy and Jackie Onassis? Like
this is the story of Jackie right after the assassination.
Right after the assassination. And that context probably would have helped because I wanted to see them fall in love.
No.
I wanted to see them.
See, I'm fascinated with the story about how she rebounded from that.
And
all
it is
really
Clint Hill, Mike. You remembered it correctly.
And I remember, believe me, I have a memory, I have a personal memory of that. That, you know, one of the things, and I've read a lot about Jackie Kennedy because I think she's absolutely a tragic and amazing figure from our history.
Strong.
And
the thing
people should remember is she, you know, she tried to put the pieces back together.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the infidelities of John F. Kennedy, you know, that had to be a very difficult situation for her as well. But at the same time, she brought up some wonderful children and she did a great job. But also, I remember my old man and how he reacted when she married Aristotle Onassis.
That was like 78 when that happened, 77 or 8?
Maybe
5 years after his assassination, she remarried.
So earlier than that, Robbie.
It would be 68,
But that was more for survival, it felt.
Well, yeah, but boy, she was. Did they take you through the Aristotle phase?
So this
phase?
Is just you know what? If I would have known this, Mike, I think I wouldn't have been as disappointed.
Okay.
They leave you at the end of the funeral. But the context between the assassination and the end of the funeral, the burial, is kind of mind-blowing and a little upsetting at times. But it shows her in such a light where you're like, this woman was underestimated, underappreciated, and she fought for her husband's legacy.
Okay. All right. Cool. See now, but now you're saying you didn't like it, but now you're selling it.
Well,
to
I was going
to
say everything he doesn't like is a perfect sell job for you.
It is. It is.
Well, I guess because I wanted to see the Onassis years. I wanted to see how that came together.
I'm the only one in the room that actually has a memory of that day, and that's and that's a 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid playing in the yard and seeing my mother come to the door, and I still have the memory. absolutely terrified me because I had never seen her completely shattered. And she came to the side door. We used to have a house in New England that was next to right up against a rock ledge. It was an odd location for a house. And so there was this narrow little strip of yard that I played in, and I'd run back and forth. And she always make me stay out in that area so she could see me from the kitchen when I was little.
Running and digging.
I remember her coming to the side door and just devastated.
Yeah.
And I looked up and I looked at her and I was like, Mom, what's happening? And then the other memory, this is kind of weird. It's not funny. It's just weird that I'm watching her down in the basement where she would do all her like little housewifey stuff, like ironing and all that. And she's watching a black and white television. And the news anchor is saying, the president's body. God. And I said to my mom on a couple of occasions, I said, where's his head? They keep talking about his body. Why isn't it? I remember that. That was the first real TV tragedy where you saw it all over the place. And so it's so vivid to me that I'd be fascinated probably to see that behind the scenes to see what happens.
Look, you see everything. And so, yes, I guess maybe.
So she's nude?
No.
Thank God.
No, Mr. Kennedy is nude.
They show the assassination from her perspective.
Do they incorporate the Zapruder film, or is it a recreation?
It's a recreation.
Okay.
Mike, I love your take on this when you get the chance to see it.
Is it PPV, or is it? Did you see it in the theater?
PPV.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to check that out.
And briefly, the actor who plays John F. Kennedy, he looks just like him, and it's not CGI. It's the best makeup I've ever seen. Or there's a guy out there that's a doppelganger. It looks just like him.
Wow.
I can't wait. I really know. I got to probably top that one in. And then Hidden Treasures, I think.
Yeah.
That's the one I want. We covered a lot of movies there, but it's a good season for movies.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good
Oscars
season.
Oscars on Sunday.
10-second question about La La Land.
Go ahead.
I've heard from several people that although they're talented and they're good singers, they're not polished singers. Did you get that take?
Two things on the singers. You're absolutely right about that. They're not polished singers, and the miking of the singers is so low that it frustrates me a little bit. The overall volume.
Did it look like it was live?
Fine.
Like they were actually not overdubbed, but live singing?
Hard to tell, but the story and the cinematography and everything else, I thought was great, and
awesome.
It compensated. Are they great singers? No, neither one of them are. And how they do the CGI with Ryan Gosling playing the piano is beyond me, because there's no way he was playing all that piano himself.
Wow.
Nobody's that talented. But go check it out. See for yourself, and it'll be a good Oscars. I'm excited about it. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. We're running late. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The best
music, 97.8. Another weekend means another episode of Rob Radio. Join me at 7 a.m. Eastern for 3 great hours of boss jockery. This week, my 16-year-old daughter selects her favorite songs from her dad's record collection. The results may surprise you. Saturday morning at 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City, your beach station, or worldwide at 971thewave.com. The Rob Spiewak Show, radio as it was meant to be. Rob
Spiewak! 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. You know why they're smart down there? Let me just tell you. They're letting Rob Spiewak have fun with this show.
Do what
he wants to do. Let him spread his wings and enjoy a great music show. If you really want to enjoy some real passion for music that Rob has, give that show a listen. And for our friends down at 97.1 The Wave, there are new promos on the way next week. I promise you that, Rob. You take a cattle prod to me and make sure I get that done
next week. You got it.
And we will have new promos for you and to all the crew down there. Give me the names. I want names.
Tom Schultz and Steve Mons. Those are our two guys down there that we got to love.
Tom Schultz, Steve Mons, all the good guys at 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
And I believe they're hiring a phone screener. So if you're interested in getting in on it, give them a call.
That's great. You know what? They're really good guys down there.
Yeah,
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you, guys, for everybody at 97.1 The Wave, a phenomenal radio station that we have the privilege of being associated with down at Ocean City. Thank you for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We really appreciate it.
And to speak to that, their internet stream is maybe the best sounding FM radio internet stream I've ever heard. The fidelity and the quality is great. Give it a listen.
Awesome. 97.1 The Wave. We appreciate being on there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Have you ever noticed the words Amazon and amazing are spelled very much alike? Coincidence?
Is it? Conspiracy theories?
You know this. This is the time of year we have to remind you to Really, really not forget us when you're doing your online shopping with Amazon. Next time you go to Amazon, please, please, please access it through our Amazon portal. We do need your help. This is the time of year where the numbers kind of show people forget that that's the way you do it. You're still doing your online shopping, but you don't always remember to use MikeOMaraShow.com.
Sunblock, all your, if you're gearing up for summer, for your kids' camp, all the supplies, get it done right there on Amazon through the MikeOMaraShow portal.
You already know Amazon's got everything. Please use MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click our button on the website or use our app and click on the shopping cart. That easy. Shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. It is absolutely amazing, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, the show has totally gotten away from me. Later on in the program, we're debuting a new feature.
Yes.
It's called Oscar's Take. Where the odd take on the world of Oscar Santana.
Through my lens, Mike.
Yeah.
To comment on the news items of the day.
How many times have we seen people post on social media, Oscar is the modern day Paul Harvey? And this is our chance.
See, this is where you become a dick.
This is the chance for him to spread his wings and page two, tell us what he thinks about all the things that are going on.
Why can't you just celebrate that I have this to give?
Who's Paul Harvey?
Yeah, who? What?
This, and now you know.
Do you know the tape we played where the guy says, the bong?
He's yeah.
Yeah, that's Paul Harvey.
Buzz.
Yeah. No, that's not Buzz.
Hold on.
Was that a legitimate question?
Was it Andy?
They have to know who Paul Harvey
Andy,
is.
We don't. Who's the guy that passed from 60 Minutes?
Andy Rooney. He was a dick.
Yeah, I was like, why is that guy so mad?
I don't know if he was a dick. He was a curmudgeon.
Well, he was a dick to me. When someone actually literally waves you off with a physical motion, too many, too many. That's a dick move.
Where was that when he did
that? That was at the Super Bowl. he was. All he had to do was get from the media suite to the front door of the hotel. It was maybe 40 feet.
Yes.
And I saw him in his overcoat, and I said, Mr. Rooney, big fan, could you take a few minutes to speak to us on the radio? Too many, too many.
Too many.
Too many.
Is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner,
this guy's
dust
a legend.
And deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual.
This is him talking about police officers.
Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than 0.5% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won, but...
That's Paul Harvey right there.
I think that guy rules. Oh, he's awesome. Man.
What happened to him? Politics,
so that's an Oscar.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, can I share one thing, Mike?
He's dead, Oscar. Yeah. He died. He got old.
He did pass away.
Old expiration date.
But here's another one of his most thoughtful...
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong. It's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
This
I want
is
you to
edited.
Hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten.
All right. This guy's...
Now,
that's enough.
It's not
that's
too
long. Always been a too long clip. It's too much.
Hey, that's what she said.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Boo.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, take that back.
Can I just touch on one thing for
sure.
a second?
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody knows that down here and around the country, they have the, like, what, $450 million Powerball.
Yeah.
And,
Powerball.
And, you know,
half
if
a billion
I catch,
dollars.
If I catch the the news where they're talking about it and I observe it, I'll pop $10 down for some lottery numbers. Is there anything really sadder
than
lotto? Than really you know
you don't play, you can't win.
We yeah, but at the same time, you know you're going to lose. You go down there, you take a look at your little ticket. It's an exercise in futility.
Really, you should.
If we had more friends, Mike. So look, SDM, I know we're at odds. I love you.
I don't know that we're at odds with him.
But if you...
are you setting up a TMOS lottery caper?
Yes!
Oh!
If you got everybody together...
GoFundMe.
If we had a big company or a big fan club, we all went in on some dollars and bought some tickets, we'd have a better chance. That's why you see the old auto workers out there with their big checks.
Do you have any idea how hard it would be to wrangle
the man's
something
retired.
Like that?
He's got time.
You're telling me you want SDM, the High Sparrow, to arrange a lotto pool?
Yeah,
open your church to the lottery and let us send you dollars.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Very.
I'm pretty sure this is legal everywhere. What we're doing.
No, it is. It is. It's just like you would go in a pool at your work, and you've got 60 people that bought lottery tickets.
Your odds are still, yes.
Better than going in there by yourself and hoping for the best.
I'm tempted to do Facebook Live this weekend. I'll take out a $20 bill and set it on fire.
Right.
And watch it burn till the very end and then drop the final ember, Rob, and say, I just had more satisfaction than buying 20 Powerball tickets.
You've always been the guy that says that. But then you'll also be the guy when SDM's standing up there with a check and your boys, Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana and Ponyboy, are there, and maybe Mac and Diego want to get involved. You're going to be like, oh, I should have spent the money then. It's
you
a
think
numbers
no,
game.
You know, first of all, this is false paint that you are using. This is not true. I have never not participated
in
one of your.
Bullied into it.
No, bull. That is not so.
You don't like the lottery, do you?
I think it is not a great investment, but
it's a
I do know this.
Investment.
I do know that my father buys twice a week. And he is religious.
What does he do? Scratch?
He does.
Offs,
No. He does. He plays the numbers, and he plays Powerball and whatever the other drawing is. And he does it every week.
Let me just say,
Mega Millions.
This is the point I wanted to make. This is me on the couch the other day, because I forgot that I'd purchased the ticket on Tuesday, and they had the drawing on Wednesday night. So Thursday after the show, I hear the locals say, "Somebody in Lafayette, Louisiana, is a big winner today." And I'm like, and I never pay close attention. So when I see Florida Powerball, I figured it was a Florida contest.
Sure.
But no, it's nationwide. That's why it's hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And so I immediately, take out my ticket after I hear this, walk over to the couch, and I go to the website, and I'm matching the numbers, and I see none of the $20 worth of tickets that I got. None of them match except for one Powerball. And then Carla takes it to the grocery store and out of the $20 tells us, well, we matched one Powerball, so we won $4.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've slowed your losses.
Four back.
Stop the hemorrhaging. I was at 7-Eleven yesterday behind a gentleman who handed a large stack of tickets to the clerk. And he ran them through the machine and they went, nah, 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 dun, da, da, dun, nah, 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 nah. Nah, dun, da, 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 nah, nah, nah. He said, "I have $2 for you, sir."
Mike,
he said,
"Like fanfares were for a dollar."
And he said, "I'll take it in tickets."
Mike, do you know I don't trust those machines, the clerks that run those machines?
Why?
If the machine isn't facing out to the customer, or you can't self check. I don't trust them because...
But it makes the fanfare.
There was a big expose, and if I'm not mistaken, it was in New Jersey, that this one liquor store was taking the winnings...
Yeah, they were ripping people off.
Hey, I'm sorry, you lost again.
All right. How about this? This happened actually in Virginia as well, up to $1 million.
What?
They took the winnings and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's a loser.
Sorry, you're not a winner," because somebody would just hand over their ticket and not know their numbers. And by the way, even if they would check their numbers, they'd say, "Oh, I got a matching number here. I want to go cash in."
If you didn't sign the ticket, anybody can take it in.
Absolutely,
I'm pretty sure that's a six. Now, did you want a quart of rye?
I don't like to go to the counter at the grocery store to buy a scratch off ticket. I like the automatic little dispenser.
Yeah, because it's less shaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's less shaming. It's totally less, but it's still. I have bumped into neighbors when I'm standing over there, and you always feel like you have to say something.
Do you think though that a scratcher is less shameful?
Sorry, not economically viable anymore.
I think a scratcher is less shameful than playing the numbers.
Is the lowest of the low.
But it makes a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, I think the odds are better. It's
not about the holidays. I'm talking about midsummer. There's no holiday around.
Hey, July 4th.
Yeah, so you're there.
It's wonderful.
You're there. This happened to me, Mike.
By the way, I love... Hold on just a second. Yes. Give me just my own moment
here. Yes?
I love scratch-off tickets. I'll take them from anywhere.
Hey, you know what? If a lot of listeners wanted to get together and make a pool and buy Mike a lot of scratch-off tickets...
Shut up, Rob. Shut the fuck up, Rob. Swear to God, don't ruin it.
He's just ruining it for you.
He just ruined it. Now I'm going to be, now the guilt will be.
Get him the whole role. The role that Ahmed has to put in.
Why stop it?
When he's reloading the machine.
Get him the machine.
Hey, hold on.
I've got a jukebox. You can have a lottery ticket machine, and Oscar can have something that fits in his house, like a blender.
If I won a big prize on a scratch-off that a listener gave me, I'd give away free bumper stickers. There you go.
Run to your Ustream and look at Mike's smile.
I would do that. All right, we got to take a break. Oh, my God. Oh, dear me. We will have more fun.
You're killing me.
Yeah, come on, Rob. I don't want people to send me tickets.
No, we're just being silly.
Don't do that.
We'll take a break.
Send them.
Come back. Oh, how far the money has fallen. We'll be right back, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Tony has paid $70 plus $20 to park to stand in a line to go and buy the latest from Hasbro. And he's very excited. He wants his little Kenner action figures.
I saw one picture where you did have a bag that looked like it was full of stuff. Did you get some good stuff?
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of great stuff.
Will you be able to take that to a show at some point and sell it?
I could easily.
Yeah. He could leave it to someone in his will if he had any loved ones.
Oh, it'll be you,
Mike,
Rob.
This is the scene from the 40-year-old virgin.
It is. Keep it in its box.
How am I going to have any loved ones when I work with a bunch of assholes like you?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
All right. I'm appealing to you, the Mike O'Mara Show listener right now. I want to tell you about a great product that we're very excited about. And I don't think I've stressed enough to you how wonderful Distill jeans are and how jeans, everybody should know, are the most important things in your closet. You need your jeans for casual and professional wear. You wear them all the time. Oscar is modeling his perfect-fitting Distilled jeans right now. Distilled, spelled D-S-T-L-D. Go to Distilled right now. They use the best luxury-grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman, so you're going to get jeans that would cost you hundreds of dollars, but they're starting at just $75. They are such an incredible value. Distilled jeans are amazing. Oscar lives in his. So many people are rubes and overpay hundreds and hundreds of dollars, over $300 in some cases for jeans.
Oh, I've done that.
Yep.
How about getting a great pair? As good as anything you pay over $300 for in the neighborhood of $75. You found this
it
out.
It kills me how good he looks. I hate to give him a compliment, but he looks great.
But also, it's utility. If you have cheap jeans, you will walk by a dresser or you'll walk by a filing cabinet, you'll catch your jeans on them, they're ruined.
Gone.
Right.
Solid quality jeans will last a lifetime. They don't get messed up by these things.
Here's what I want you to do. Go to distilled.com. Make us look good. Support our advertisers. They are a wonderful new advertiser and we want you to support them. Distilled, DSTLD.com/TMOS. You do that right now and you're going to get 10% off your first pair. If you're looking for jeans and you need them this weekend, don't go to the mall. Go to distilled.com, DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. I want to sell 100 pairs of jeans this week. Thank you very much.
Do it.
And print it.
Do it live.
Sell it to the fat man.
Yeah. Take it upstairs.
That's right. Yeah. Who was that? Was that Gossage that did that rave out?
Goose Gossage.
I think it was. Richard Goose Gossage.
Gossage, who had a rave out. And by the way, with baseball upon us, and I talk about the fact that the fire of fan appreciation for baseball is not burning brightly here at spring training down in South Florida, I will tell you that I worry for the game. I think you're dealing with a lot of complacency in the sport, and there's not enough star power, And I think, you know, you would think with the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you surprised that the fervor from last October has not carried over?
I think there are a lot of major league sports now that there is a dearth of true mega stardom.
Right.
Where you don't have the personalities. Look, you can go through all the sports. You can look at hockey. You can look at golf. You can look at football. You can look at baseball, basketball. We need more of the megastar. And you're just, I think you go through cycles where we're in a period of time where we're not getting the same. You can talk to young people. Listen to sports radio. You got people that, I heard a weekend show on WJFK when I was up in D.C. this weekend where the guy was talking about how he's just not into it.
It's tough.
Because there's
not into sports or not into
power.
Working at WJFK.
Not into sports, a particular sport he was talking about. Not into WJFK, Rob. I know that's what you wanted to hear. But no.
That's, sorry to hear that.
That's not the case. No, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to taking my kid out there and watching the Mets play the Red Sox today. But at the same time, I'm watching these players and you need, you lose a guy. I'll give the Red Sox. I hate to
All right. Well, no,
talk.
this is fine.
But I'll use the Red Sox as an example where David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Yes.
This was a mountain of a figure.
Bigger than life.
Larger than life in personality and... And he leaves a team like the Red Sox, and it's just that sucking sound you hear is the enthusiasm of fans, you know?
Where
it's
does
insane.
The where does the solution lie? Is it the marketing of the game by big
you
baseball? Is it team-wise?
You can't fake it.
Or
big baseball
can't
fake what we need, right?
Right.
They just can't.
You need prodigies and superstars and... They're just not around right now. You're not getting the, you know, the Bryce Harpers are few and far between. So I don't know. We'll let you know. I mean,
how
I'm
much,
not a sports
Mike,
guy,
speaking
so
of Bryce
know.
Harper, I'm hearing, like, I'm seriously hearing numbers that I've never heard before for Bryce Harper when his deal is up.
To go to the Yankees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've heard this too.
Yeah. I'm hearing basically $500 million.
By the way, he's a perfect Yankee. If you'd like my my Red Sox perspective, he's all Yankee.
And you know
I
what?
I think he's all Yankee. I'd
like, but half a billion, $500 million.
Right.
But
right.
does and he then, have the excitement? Does he have the personality? Does he have the persona to make it happen?
He's got the look. He's got
everything.
He's a superstar.
All right.
He's got, you know,
he's young.
He's a multi-tool player, Rob. But I mean, I want to see, you know.
Did you see him in the SI issue? Or was it the ESPN
Oscar
naked
is a man
issue?
Crush out
the naked
Oscar.
Issue?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
The man's an Adonis.
Yeah, maybe $5.1 billion.
You might say that having the skill to, and I forgot, what is it, a three-tool player where you can hit, you can
utility
pull,
player.
If he is a three-tool player, I want to see that nude issue.
Three-tool Thank you. Yes, the nude issue of Sports Illustrated.
With his three penises.
I think it's ESPN, actually.
Triple threat.
A triple threat. I don't know which requires more skill, Bryce Harper on the diamond or Mike O'Mara on the top of a ladder wrestling with a... I'm not sure how this happens, but for anyone that has ever had a light bulb where you go to change the light bulb and you unscrew it because the light bulb has blown, and when you unscrew it, you unscrew the glass part and the metal part stays in the socket.
The worst.
Now, I did the right thing. I shut the power off. I turned the breaker off to the bathroom. Uh-huh. So, but I am probably talking about, I want to see at least 8 feet that this is a high ceiling in this bathroom that I have to go in and get it. So I shut the breaker off.
Right.
And I go up and pull out the, it's one of those light fixtures where you, what are you doing? What
Home
is
improvement. It's Mike the Tool Man O'Mara.
Thank you very much.
Wilson, is that you?
You know, I'm a bit of an invalid, right? So getting on a ladder in and
Why
of
would you do that? That doesn't make sense.
Because I want to be a man.
He spoke to his analyst and said, if you don't challenge yourself, you'll never get better.
Get on that ladder. Carlo will never get paid.
Is it
it's a
step
recessed,
ladder?
It's a, I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
It's a recessed lighting fixture where you pull out the thing on like a little spring.
Yes.
And then the light bulb is up in the little pocket.
Yep.
And I get up to the top of this ladder, and it is not a full-fledged extension ladder. It is a very large step ladder that I lean up against the wall, and the light is located over the soaking tub.
Oh my
so God. I actually place the ladder in the tub.
You didn't unfold the stepladder?
No, you can't. You couldn't do that. There's not enough room to unfold the stepladder, so I use it as a regular ladder. But the good news is it's stable because the feet of the ladder
are up
against the rim of the bottom of the tub, so it will not slide back on me. And I tried it once when Carla was here, and when I pulled down the light fixture, every gribbly, creepy, whatever the frig had gotten in there is coming into my face. And then I
do you wear goggles?
Eye protection? No, I didn't wear
prescription goggles.
No, I wore prescription shoes. So I unscrew the bulb, and the bulb comes out, and then like some shavings come down.
Yes.
And then I'm sitting there going, I'm like, this is an MF-er. And I'm at an angle where I'm curving my back backwards to get under this light, and I quit. It was ridiculous. My back hurt. I wasn't up for doing it. Carla goes to Washington, D.C. I decide the day she's coming back, I'm going to tackle this project, and it is going to be a war. Because at one point I said, I'll call an electrician to see what's that. And I said, no, this is ultimately figuring out how to get that friggin' bulb socket thing out of the intercourse that it's in and pry it out of there. And I am carving into this aluminum socket bulb thing, and it's shredding it, and the bulb, the little screwy thing is going nowhere. And the Carla's coming back in 2 hours, and it becomes a quest. I've shut the breaker off. I said, I am going to do this. If I take 7 hours to get it done, I'm going to carve this thing. If I have to shred this thing to get it out, and it took me 2 hours.
Oh, no.
To actually, and that was, I'd go up for 20 minutes. I'd come back down. I'd go up for 20
minutes. What was your tool of choice? Were you using needle-nose pliers?
Needle-nose pliers.
Now,
were you there?
I bought
special. So really an hour.
Heloise would say the potato trick.
No, the potato trick is bull crap. It is not. The potato trick doesn't work, okay?
What's the potato trick?
You shove a potato in there, and it fuses around the bulb. That's
Why
fine.
Why does everything involve food with you guys?
Well, it's an Irish thing.
It's not an Irish thing.
He said it, not me.
It's not an Irish. The thing is, the potato won't work when this bulb, there's moisture up there. There's some sort of moisture. So the bulb has really, like, fused in there.
Oh, rusted on.
Yeah.
And then so I'm digging at it, and with the needle-nose pliers, it's so old. It's been there so long that I'm shredding now base of the bulb, and I'm going on and on.
It's coming out like in aluminum ribbons, right?
That's exactly
what's
happening.
I've been there.
And then I decide I'll take the needle nose and I'll open it like this. I'll open it, and I'll go from the inside, and when I do that, suddenly, it moves a slight bit. It starts to turn a little bit, and then finally I turn it, and it dislodges.
Woo!
And I am on the top of the ladder. I know, I'm pathetic. Believe me, I know I'm pathetic.
You got to go for whatever you can get, man.
I'm on the top of the ladder, and I swear to God, I'm at the top of the ladder. And like a professional athlete, I'm going, yes!
This is what it's like to score.
That's right.
And the fact is, I replaced two bulbs up there, and Mama came home, and I said, look what I, like we're all little boys. We're all, Mommy, look what I did. Look at that. Look what I'm
did. Carla look happy when she saw you?
She showed the proper amount of joy.
That's important.
You know, it was like, like I'm a dog. Like I'm a little, like I'm an Irish setter. It was like, did you do that by yourself? And I'm like, yeah. Thank you. Did you change that bulb? Light bulb. How many fat, obese Irishmen does it take to change a light bulb? One over a very long period of time.
Look what I did.
Somebody said something like, if it's, that there are two types of light bulbs, one that has an aluminum base and another that has another kind of metal base. And if you use the right kind of base, you don't have to worry about expansion, and you won't have that problem where they get stuck in there. I thought you might know Johnny Hardware.
I've never heard that there is two different kind of light bulb bases. Oscar, anything?
Well, over the years, light bulbs have evolved. So I imagine that the composite that they use went from aluminum to some sort of composite.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is I read up on it, and you don't need a potato.
A polymer.
You can actually use an onion for better effect. You put the onion into the socket, you turn the breaker back on, this is after you have gotten the bulb out, and
right.
then flip the switch, poof, bloomin' onion. You get a bloomin' onion. Thank me later.
That is great.
Yummy, yummy, loving my tummy.
You go to Home Depot. Which aisle has your cream dipping sauce?
There you go. This is delicious. When we come back, we are debuting a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Oscar's Take, and you'll be enlightened when the segment is over, and it'll be a short segment.
Sage advice.
Probably should be longer. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. She said,
well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I've done a lot of traveling lately up to our nation's capital, and I was in the airport, and I was looking at all the rubes standing in line getting cabs, and I wanted to yell at the top of my lungs and say, you're not using the Lyft app, L-Y-F-T. You should be using the Lyft app, people. Come on, use your noodles. You're making a horrible mistake if you're using a regular cab. Lyft is the best.
Yeah.
It's the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Just download the app, request a driver, watch on your smartphone. You can see exactly where the Lyft driver is. You can see him take the corner, drive right up to your spot, and then boom, bam, you're all set to go. Every Lyft driver fully vetted through a 10-point safety standard, so you know you're safe. Plus, Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around. So, no filthy cars driven by creepy dudes. And Lyft lets you tip within the app. They get you great drivers. Listen, it's not the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest-rated, and it's the fastest-growing one. Quality over quantity. No drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Lyft, L-Y-F-T, is the best. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter the promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today to use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS. Okay, we discussed this actually right before the show. For those of you that are counting on Oscarazzi on Friday, we're changing it right now. Ladies and gentlemen,
shelved.
This is a segment called Oscar's Take. Oscar gets a lot of email about advice. Oscar, what should I do here? What should I do there? We're taking random news stories of the day, and we're going to just to get Oscar's take on exactly how they...
You pump her and dump her.
We'll get better theme music for this, Rob. What do you think? You know, what do you think?
We'll find a better fit. We shall.
We'll just, I mean, we did this at the last minute. But, Oscar, are you prepared?
I'm prepared. Let's do this.
Let's begin. Moving right along here, ladies and gentlemen. According to the National UFO Reporting Center, UFO sightings are at an all-time high. There are now about 4,500 to 5,000 sightings a year, and Americans see UFOs about 300 times more often than the average around the world. Oscar, what is your take on this overabundance of UFO sightings, especially in the United States?
Mike, as an immigrant and I first came to this country, I was a resident alien, so I have a different perspective on this. Know this, that just because we're different...
Kind of alien, Oscar.
Excuse me. Oh, you mean an extraterrestrial?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of UFOs.
Oh, okay.
That's the point. The things in the sky, Oscar.
Yeah, they come by aircraft, not by boat.
We're not alone.
Is that your take on it? That's my take. Not alone?
We're not alone.
Look at him point at me. Look at him point at me like I'm done. We're not alone.
Next story, we have short time, you said.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Absolutely. When I was a kid, I thought I had a UFO sighting, but it was actually the ghetto bird or the police copter that was on top of our townhouse searching for a suspect.
Moving right along. According to a new survey, 86% of people... I like Oscar's take already. According to a new survey, 86% of people now say they're pretty much constantly checking their emails, texts, and social media throughout the day. And 42% say they do it even though things they see on social media stress them out. What is your take on that, Oscar?
Mike, you know I bought into technology from day one. I was the first of my flock to get an iPhone. I said it was a future. It is a future. It's now, and we're living it. I'll say this about texts and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. You're only as good as your content. So don't give yourself too much credit if you're just looking at your phone. What are you putting out there? Think about that.
What about the idea, though, and this happened years ago, even at my little restaurant when the ladies would come in at 11 o'clock and everybody has their nose in their electronic device. Now it's older people and younger people. Now everybody, and that's what this story says, constantly sitting there. Don't you think that our society as a whole is being diminished by this constant obsession with social media and having our noses in our electronic device?
It's the lazy man's communication, unless you're receiving or sending dong pics, really. It's not that important.
Do you think that Martians and extraterrestrials, do they use social media?
You're ruining the bit, Rob.
No. Okay, well, moving right along. Thank you, Rob.
Just following your lead, Oscar.
A politician in northern Sweden filed a motion this week to give workers one-hour sex breaks so they could go home and get it on. You know, our president was slamming Sweden, I guess, saying they're having problems. But how could they have problems with, you know, with a politician?
Sex break!
Mike.
He says it would strengthen relationships, make everyone happier, and help with low birth rates. Oscar, your take on this?
This policy is self-serving to the politician. He simply wants everyone to know he's so sexed up that he thinks everybody should have time to bang. Stick to your furniture and stick to your process and order of operations that comes with any big furniture store that says, hey, we don't have to do it all the time. We just
Are
have to
going
do it
IKEA?
Once.
Are you going IKEA? Is that
Mike,
what you're
you read ahead. IKEA has found a way to build one item and incorporate it into 10 things. Follow that methodology.
Mm. How does that work? You mean like they take a sofa and it can be a dresser?
They can take a piece of a sofa and they can actually merge it with multiple different levels of or different pieces of furniture, and then they can just screw it together so they only have to make it once and just in different colors.
He said screw.
Oscar, Tom Brady recognized now as the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. What is your take on that?
Mike, alternative facts. I'll tell you this, that the game has evolved to such a level that Tom Brady being cast as the greatest quarterback of all time now in today's modern game is not the same as the game that Johnny U played in, right? When they're sometimes playing both ways. You can't say a man that did it right in 2017 didn't do it right. We would do it right in let's say, 1959, when the game was just evolving.
Noted bisexual Johnny Unitas, who played it both ways.
Oscar, trillions and trillions of miles away, they have discovered seven new planets.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's seven, circling around a star. Like,
and three of them are similar to Earth. That's
three
the
of them
thing.
Similar to Earth. Probably not in our children's lifetime would we be able to reach these planets based on how far they are away. But they're saying these could be life-giving planets. What is your take?
Mike, if we can have doppelgangers, why not planets? Things that are similar but different, right? As humans, we think that we're so original.
Gentlemen, please don't put your hands up in the air while Oscar's giving his take.
Yeah,
I was just just stretching.
Okay, sorry about that. Pony and Rob at the same time going, what?
What? Yeah. What? As if we were displaying clear
look
glass
up the
gloves.
Word doppelganger.
No, it's
doppelganger.
Not. Yeah. Trust me, it's not your vocabulary that troubles me.
The idea that there isn't another planet with the same chemical and cosmic makeup out there is not shocking to me. The fact that there are three more that we'll never get to, it could be also a way for big space, Mike. Big space to scare us into submission. So watch your facts.
Yeah. Oscar, and the last one, Oscar, we always like to add with something for the kids. earlier this week, I had a story about the Pop-Tart restaurant in Times Square. The Pop-Tart as a food item. I know that you know your way around snack food. Please, Oscar's take on the Pop-Tart as a either a breakfast item or a snack item. Oscar Santana.
Mike, I've had both. In college, it's truly a snack item. As a child, it is a breakfast item. But really, what this comes to is childhood obesity. What are we doing to our children when we're feeding them sugar every day on the way to work, right?
are we putting our children to work as well?
It's a lazy man's breakfast.
Yes.
He pointed to you. Rob, would you like to... Rob's take on the Pop-Tart.
Rob, I think it's a piece of shit. I would never eat a Pop-Tart.
All right, thank
Not
you very
enough
much.
Butter.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us. And join us again next time when Oscar comments on the news of the world.
And somehow some turns it into me being fat. Hey, there's an eighth planet they discovered. It's called Rob. You want me to write for you? We can really make the bit work.
Two moons, just like two bees.
Oh, my. Happy me. Happy me. We'll take a break. Come back with the little sounds that Rob went into his garden and
adorable.
Dug up for us today. They're so cute. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And
I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob's people.
Oh,
hey, Rob.
Listen
hey.
To Tech411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech411 Show.
More Broadcasting.
Show.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages.
Love it.
Please get your TMOS Bonus Package. Do it today. If you do, you'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. When you subscribe, you will get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done for only pennies a day. You can be part of the fun, and it's a great way to support TMOS. The TMOS Bonus Package. Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on, Mom!
Come on, Mom! We're waiting for you. Let's get over to the audio vault right now. Let me just turn this. Oh, there
nice.
We are.
Nice.
All right. Okay. Oh, look at those little shells.
You know what? They're never as cute when they grow up. They're
no.
just so adorable. Look,
it's amazing how like a really good-looking little sound can grow up to be so friggin' ugly.
Especially look at this little sound. Still has a pointed tail.
Pop-Tarts. Frosted or regular, by the way, with Pop-Tarts?
Frosted.
You got to go frosted, yeah. But frosted. You know what? If you think about the fact that that is a chemical, whatever that frosting polymer is, is made in such a way that it can be heated vertically and still stick.
That's right.
That is not good.
Yeah,
that is
right.
not a good idea.
Probably nasty chemical crapola.
I was never a big fan, but I admired the work that he did. Alan Combs passed away yesterday. He was 66. Of course, you probably know him from Hannity and Combs, but he got his start in radio. He was a comic. He was a disc jockey. And leukemia is what they're saying is what got him, which is very sad. But they did a nice piece.
You ought to be on the wall at the Vatican and sainted after working with that stain for all those years.
And speaking of that stain actually did the tribute for him on Fox News yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? You know, say what you will, and Sean Hannity makes my skin crawl, but I will tell you that he did have some very nice things to say about his old TV partner.
So here is Sean Hannity remembering Alan Combs.
And that's traffic. I'm Alan Combs, WABC Talk Radio.
And in 1996, he parlayed his successful radio career into a television career. Yes, teaming up with me to launch Hannity and Combs. Never one to back down to controversy, his hard-hitting interview style made him greatly admired by both political parties. From stand-up comic to author to radio host to television, Alan lived to entertain you, the American people. Telling the news how he saw it, and taking his audience through some of the most significant moments of our time. Today, the Fox News Channel lost a very dear member of our family.
Agree or disagree, 66 is too young, and we wish the best to his family.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that 100%. That happened.
Yeah, it sucks.
Inside the NBA last night, Charles Barkley, so comfortable on air, and that is the best. I think of all his qualities.
Oh, yeah.
Just his absolute comfort on air is what's so great.
I smile as soon as you say Charles Barkley because I know something good is coming.
He let go with a swear word, but it was so delightful that Shaq said he'd pay for it.
I was talking to Spike Lee All-Star Weekend. He's dying to get kicked out of the Garden. He don't want to watch this.
Whoa, easy.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
Easy.
Sorry.
Maybe you were saying that because you saw Porzingis.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Porzingis came back.
FCC, send me the bill. I'll pay for that one.
I love Shaq.
You got Shaq and Charles Barkley on the same set.
Magical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Remember what I was saying about sports?
Yep.
Remember? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where they are now. They're in the broadcast booth, unfortunately.
Yeah. And you watch them because you want to see them.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. You're not watching the game. You're watching the commentator.
One of my favorite things about the original Star Wars, which they call Episode 4 now, but the first Star Wars to come out, is that the beeps and whistles that R2-D2 did, you could almost hear what R2 was saying. I mean, some of them even corresponded to words. Some super fan took R2's scene from Star Wars and overdubbed his dialogue.
Wow.
So if R2-D2 could talk...
Would it be too hard to do in the middle? And I hate to do this.
No, what you
when
mean?
You're in the middle... Wasn't there that scene in Star Wars where R2-D2 saw the tornado?
Yes.
And R2-D... I think it's an obscure scene, but R2-D2...
It's a deleted scene.
A deleted scene? That's exactly
what happened. Is he was.
Do you still have that clip?
Yeah, he landed on Tatooine in the escape pod, and the Jawas were in their big land mover, and R2 walked over to the window. It was like an airline window, and he was able to lift it, and he looked, he saw it, and he said, oh my God. And this is the sound that R2-D2 made.
Woo, 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 boom.
Thank you very much.
But that's in the deleted scenes. You won't see that in the motion picture.
I appreciate it.
But if R2-D2 had a human voice, this superfan says this is how this scene would go.
You can call me Luke. And I am C-3PO, Human-Cyborg Relations.
And I'm R2-D2.
Hello.
Hello, Luke.
Were you on a Star Cruiser?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What's this?
What is what?
What is what? He asked you a question. What is that?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Oh, this? It's nothing, just a malfunction or some old data.
It's like a Cockney accent.
She's beautiful.
She's no one. Just a passenger on our old ship.
Isn't that great? I mean,
because he's so aloof.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's the key to
because
unlocking
because if you think about it, really, especially in episode four, R2's a dick.
He's a dick the entire time.
He is. And he gives he gives C-3PO a lot of ass.
He gives attitude.
Got a pretty nice
sass.
Got a pretty nice ass, doesn't she? All right.
Didn't you? Didn't you? Did you see the video I put up of the Asian people kicking each other in the crotch and hitting themselves in the balls with a brick?
Oh, my God. I don't know why this is a thing, but it's a thing, and it's a viral video.
Just got to know, this is the sound of Asian people kicking each other in the crotch.
He's kicking him in the nads
as
right
hard
now.
As he can.
It's like some sort of martial arts training.
When they asked the master about it, he said it helps with erectile dysfunction. I said, yeah, because you'll never want to have sex again.
That's dangerous. When I was in Taekwondo, Mike, for self-defense, there was an exercise that would kick you in the stomach. You'd have to kick your sparring mate in the stomach multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they probably let you do that now these days, but that's what you'd have to do
to strengthen the area. Well, this is kicking in the balls to strengthen the area.
So you can procreate.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Speaking of that area, on the Graham Norton show, they tend to go into areas that I would never expect to.
Great television program.
This week, Whoopi Goldberg and Keanu Reeves were both on, and Whoopi complained about hair loss.
Oh.
Yeah, but not what you might think.
Are you talking about there's mysterious hair loss for women?
You mean the balding pudenda? That's what I mean.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
The balding pudenda.
Pudenda?
Yes.
Pudenda. Yeah, got you. What is that?
Well, in one's youth.
Oh, wait, do I want to know what this is?
I don't know.
Way to go,
I don't know
Keanu.
If you do, but once where there was an afro.
Right.
That I could put beads on and braid.
Gross.
Wow. Yeah. There is now Paul Schaefer's head.
So, think about that the next time you watch Ghost.
Funny. Oh, my God. That's
all
better
over,
than thinking about baseball.
All over the internet this week, because there's been, I think, twice on Jeopardy, a category that involves Alex Trebek reading rap lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's been trending everywhere that Alex Trebek has been reading rap lyrics. I don't find that very funny. I do find it funny when they take the actual rap lyrics of Alex Trebek and put them against the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Massive. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Six foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy.
This isn't just hip hop. It's like hardcore rap.
Oh, yeah, it's really,
know?
It's tough stuff right here.
Panda. 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 Panda, 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 panda. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
Can I,
so that's Alex Trebek rapping.
Just a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
When we were at
Panda, panda.
Dominic Fox was here yesterday, and on Monday we were at ESPN in Bristol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dominique and his crew have different hip hop songs they want to come back with.
Okay.
Right. For and really, they're in a different studio, different radio station, right?
You got to be, and you have to be extremely careful when you are rejoining with that kind of music because of the content, and you know you got lots of content questions.
Yes.
When
now,
that comes on.
To ESPN's credit, the songs that I was giving them because they were going back and forth what songs they wanted to use. they did everything in their power to find the clean versions, and they yeah. found them. But there was a lot of sweaty eyebrows. Like,
yeah, I've got, you know what? I host the elementary talent show tonight, and I have some good stories about content that I will bring to you guys on Monday.
Oh, really?
That involves the clean version that is, I don't know what world this is clean in. But it ain't this one. Let us close with this, the last darling tape of the week.
Can't wait.
I am not sure yet about the show Baskets. I'm still watching it. But I just don't
know.
See,
I haven't watched it. I'd love to know what you think. I mean,
it is odd. It is very entertaining.
Is it just Zach being weird?
Sometimes, but I do love Louis Anderson as the mom. That is great. But I want to close with this tape because the plot line this season is that Basket himself, the star of the show, is a clown.
Zach Galifianakis.
That's Zach, and he's looking for a job as a clown. But there's not a lot of openings. So this is him trying to find work as a clown. This is Baskets.
Oh, have you read these stories about these clowns coming to towns and like spooking children?
Yeah, like when people have been filling out police reports and stuff.
Yeah, can you see if that's a paid gig? I don't know how you do that. Maybe just go in the woods?
Like go look for clowns doing it in the woods and ask them if they get paid?
Yeah, but don't get in the way of their work. Just ask them, you know, is this a paid gig? But only go in the woods at night, because I think that's when most of this stuff is happening. Don't go during the day. You're not going to find any clowns or children.
Not going to find any clowns or children. That's Baskets, and that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We need the weird. We do. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007 if you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.